Lord Jesus Christ, we exalt you. We lift you up. Lord, we don't know how to do anything, Lord. We don't know even how to pray to you properly, God. We can't do anything except by you being attached and rooted in your love. God, fill us up with that, Lord. Let this message just be an altar to you, Jesus Christ. Let it be a landmark to look unto the Lord who saved us and who gives us our direction and who encourages us. You really are God. It's not a fairy tale. It's not just something that we talk about when we get around other Christians. This is life. It's a way of life, Lord Jesus, that we can't do on our own, that we need you to be producing in us, Lord. So I pray that you be producing it even in this message, that you be encouraging someone, Lord. In your name, Jesus Christ, amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan, and welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can subscribe to these Audio Boo podcasts by just going to iTunes on any device and just putting Michael Ryan's Booze, and you should be able to find me if you're interested. Last podcast, I spoke about finding your purpose, and I used Ephesians chapter 2, and verse 10 was important because it indicated that you are God's workmanship. You're God's workmanship, and your good works have been prepared beforehand. Your whole life has been prepared before the sun was even created. Everything was set before you, second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, month by month, week by week, year by year, decade by decade. Everything was settled for you. Everything has little by little been prepared. So guess what? You can rest. You can rest. You can rest in the Lord, and you can just worship him. That's the idea. That's the blessing of this teaching, that the Lord has already ordained things for us. He's already settled things for us, so that way we can just relax and enjoy him. But I want to focus and talk a little bit more about being alive to Christ. I mentioned it in the last podcast, but it's important that it's understood that at one point you were dead. And if you haven't believed in Jesus Christ, you are dead. You are a walking zombie. But the thing about it is that even if we've accepted Christ as our Savior, we can still go into a zombie mode, into a dead-like mode. And what does it mean to be dead? Well, dead people, they aren't aware of God. They aren't responsive to God. The presence of God is not anything that they are connected to. They are only connected to what's in front of them. They're only connected to what is being felt. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you can easily get into that mode, any one of us. And I just want to be here to encourage you that to be alive, to walk in the new you, the new created you that has been raised, to walk in your resurrection. Yes, you have been raised too. You were once dead. You were once spiritually dead, but God raised you. It teaches that in Ephesians. It teaches that all over the New Testament in Romans chapter 6. God raised you. And we have to walk in that resurrection. And I encourage you to walk in your resurrected life. Walk in your new life. Every day will be new. Every day will be brand new. Because your old life is always there. The old person is always pulling down at you and wanting you to go back to those old habits. Wanting you to satisfy those old emotions, those old fears, those old desires, those old, old, old things that used to weigh you down and wasn't producing any fruit in you. But Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And one of the benefits of his resurrection, Jesus Christ's resurrection isn't just about coming back to life. One of his many benefits is that you have been raised. Yes, you have been raised. You were dead and now you're resurrected to be alive towards God. Pay attention to Jesus Christ. Be attentive to him all day long. Be deliberate about worshiping him and fixing your eyes and your focus on him, because that's when you start to live. Do you understand? If you're not living unless you're being connected and aware and focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm being honest with you. Well, you know, Mike, I really haven't been, you know, that connected, and I felt fine. I mean, I'm not saying it's good, but I'm just saying, well, that's God's grace. That's God's grace. But the bottom line is that we were designed for worship. We were made for the Lord. We're His possession if you've been born again. And we can't do anything apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not my words. That's Jesus Christ's words in John chapter 15. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. You can't do anything. So whatever it is that you're doing is not fruit of the Lord. It's fruit of you and your personality. But that's not the kind of testimony you want to have. You don't want to have a testimony that it's your personality that did it. That's not life for anyone. However, it's life to say, I trusted in the Lord and He produced it in me and He can do it in you. He produced His will in me. Furthermore, I'm going to go ahead and say, listen, in your own strength, life doesn't, it's not abundant. It's not what it's called to be. You're going to burn out. You're going to get an empty tank. You're going to get overwhelmed by whatever it is that's in you that calls on you all day, that gets to you all day. You're going to get burnt out because we're not made. You understand, we're not made for this. We have a sinful nature. And that's why it's important to walk in the resurrected you, the new you, if you've trusted in the gospel that Jesus Christ first cleansed you with His blood by being tortured and laying Himself down to be crucified for you and I. He rose again and now He's risen you. So your sins are no longer the issue. It's Jesus Christ in you. It's Jesus Christ being glorified. That's the issue. That's the issue, friend. So I encourage you to take seriously walking in the newness of life. Walking in the newness of your resurrection. That will indeed be... that's going to be life to you all day long. And guess what? Being alive to God really means presenting yourself, like it talks about in Romans 12, despite how you feel. Despite how you feel, despite what you've done this morning, despite what you've done this afternoon, yesterday, it doesn't matter what you've done today. Present yourself to the Lord. It doesn't matter what you felt. It doesn't matter what you're not feeling. It doesn't even matter if you feel connected to the Lord. You're alive to Him now. So focus on Him and worship Him. And He'll reveal Himself to you. And He'll manifest His presence in you. And He'll bear fruit in you. He really will do that. He really will do that. But put everything, even the good things, just lay them aside. Just say, even though I have emotions that are valid, even though I have experiences and thoughts that are valid, I need to worship the Lord. I need to worship Jesus Christ. If you do that, I guarantee you'll be blessed. Amen. I'm not going to say to you, go get this, go buy this oil, go buy this holy water, go buy none of that. You know, go get this sacrament. The only thing that you need is Jesus Christ, the living presence of Jesus Christ manifesting Himself in you. And guess what, friends? That's free. You can get that anywhere. You can get that anywhere. All you have to do is ask Him right now. All you have to do is look unto Him. And have you done that today? Are you walking in your resurrected self? Are you alive to God? Or are you dead? Are you simply focused on what you're going to do? What emotion, what lust, what craving is going on in you? What anger you feel that somebody wronged you? Just focused on you. Are you dead? Are you being dead? Because that's walking and being a dead person. When you're so caught up in your feelings, your opinions, your beliefs, I encourage you that when is the last time being caught up in yourself made you feel joyful? And if it did, it was short-lived. It came crashing right down when you saw an imperfection or something didn't go your way. So be caught up in the Lord Jesus Christ. You won't crash with that. I'm telling you, if your habit is to worship Jesus Christ no matter what, to give Him praise unconditionally for what He's done to you, you can't crash. Do you understand what I'm saying? Things may fall down around you, but He will sustain you all the time. He will. He really will. He'll be your peace. So I encourage you, walk in your newness of life. Walk in the resurrection of what Jesus Christ did for you. You're a resurrected person. You are. You've been raised. That's what the scripture teaches. You were raised. spiritually, you were raised. Physically, you'll be raised in the last day. But spiritually, you have been raised. Walk in that newness of life, friends, okay? Lord Jesus, we just give you the honor. You really are good to us. Thank you for raising us, Lord, from the dead. Thank you for taking away the self-focus and making us free to be focused on you. That we're alive to you and we can be mindful of you all day long. And that's just our reasonable service, Lord. But it also happens to be the biggest blessing that we can have in this life. So, Lord, I just thank you for that. And you get all the glory. You get all the honor. You get all the praise. You are good and you do good. Jesus Christ, fill us up with your Holy Spirit. Bless anyone listening to this message. We love you. In your name, amen.